The Kappa J Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
What's up and welcome in to the Cap'n J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. Got Shay, we got Charlie on the other side of the glass, and we've got you until 10 o'clock. Then we crosstalk with Black and Abdallah here on Chicago's Home for Sports. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. We're asking you the question, what are you hoping to see from the Bears against the Patriots tonight? We're just coming off of a segment in which I hope that you kept the rig on the road based on the amount of misses by the Bears in the first round.
I honestly believe, Jonathan, my grandmother died in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
If you exhumed her body today, propped her up and took her hand and threw a dart at the board, she'd hit at a higher rate than our GMs. I'm serious. I'm completely 100% serious. If you dug her up, took her arm, put a dart in it, and pushed her arm, you'd hit the board at a higher rate than the awful draft record that this moribund franchise is running out there. This isn't me being a hater. This is me telling you the freaking truth. Oh, my God.
Yes, I would go to your grandmother's funeral. I don't know, you didn't ask, but the music played, so.
You weren't at it.
I said I would go.
She already died.
If asked, I would. In 95, if you would ask me, I would have gone.
I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Very kind of you. Again.
If there was room.
Belichick's dog would actually pick better than the Bears.
Yes. Curtis Enos, Cade McNown, David Terrell, Mark Colombo, Michael Haynes, and his pet snake, Rex Grossman. Cedric Benson, Chris Williams, who admitted on draft night he had a back injury and we took him 14th.
Absolutely, because you think you could fix him.
We'll get him fixed. Gabe Kareemi, Shay McClellan, Kevin White.
We may say that in 3 years, by the way, about Tevin Jenkins and his back issues.
We may.
We may or may not. I'm not sure. But here's the bigger point, though. Yes, it is shameful that the Bears were not able to strike while the iron's hot for better first-round draft picks. However, mismanagement also is part of that as well.
Correct.
Meaning that in free agency, you didn't do well. Meaning that you kept changing the coach every 3 or 4 years. After Ditka, it has been a free fall until you got to Lovey because there was stability there. There was 10 years of Lovey. 9, 10 years of Lovey.
10.
So at least you got stability there in that spot. And you got to a Super Bowl appearance. But ultimately, the reason why the Bears are the way they have been is because what you just laid out. Poor picks in the first round, mismanagement at free agency, and never having a system in place until Lovey got here.
Okay, if you go back to 1979, and I know that's going way, 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 way back, the late Jim Fink said, the only way you will win in the NFL, and that's today or 50 years from now, is building in the trenches. Mm-hmm. You must build offensive and defensive lines. To that end, he drafted Dan Hampton, 4th overall.
Cappy?
He's a Hall of Famer.
I am.
Al Harris, DN. He was a hell of a football player.
Could have been a Super Bowl champion. Go ahead.
Yep, he held out. Otis Wilson, hell of a player. Keith Van Horn, hell of a player at tackle. Jim McMahon, Jimbo Covert, Willie Gault, Wilbur Marshall, William Perry, Neil Anderson, Jim Harbaugh, Brad Muster. They just kept stacking good drafts. Now, not so much.
Well, you can draw the parallel, right? You can draw the parallel to have building good drafts, quality free agency, and having a direction. What's been the direction for the Bears? At least under Lovey, it was about defense and running the football.
Again, as Jonathan just said to you, I did the homework. Here, 33 potential number one picks since 91. 6 success and 1 home run, so 7 successful picks. That's it. 7 for 33.
Cap'n J. Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000, and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. The Bears get ready to take on the Patriots. Bill Belichick shaking in his boots.
You know, a pretty impressive group and really a young team that you can see getting better all the time.
Nowhere.
Coach has done a really good job here installing his system and I think adapting and to the personnel that they have there, and obviously getting a lot of young players involved. It's one of the youngest teams in the league.
Yes.
Offensively, it feels as a, it's a major threat every time he touches the ball. Very athletic kid. Mooney is really an outstanding receiver. He's had a ton of production. And, I can see why he's very, very good at everything. Plays multiple positions.
Yes.
In the slot a lot, but they'll move him around. And,
yes.
And he's had a ton of production. And then, of course, the backs, Herbert and Montgomery, are very good. This running game is right there with Cleveland. I mean, they literally have about the same exact amount of yardage.
No.
I think Herbert's leading the league in yards per carry. They're very hard to tackle.
Yes.
And, they do a real, real good job with their running game.
Yes.
And the play action game as well.
Nope.
A lot of explosive plays, lead the league in yards per pass attempt.
Yes.
They've hit some big plays. Some of those are catch and run plays. And then when you add on field scrambles.
Yes.
Which are, they might count as running plays in the stats, but they're actually passing plays. In terms of having to defend them, there are really a lot of explosive plays there that are a problem.
No, there's a lot of lies there.
Where's the offensive line? Yeah.
He thinks he's watching a Michael Bay movie with all these explosions.
Lies.
Or he said the offensive line. Good group.
Yeah.
You want him?
Yeah. I think he feels he could fix them. But see, we only put a minute 40 seconds of lies out there for you to hear. Because it's not like the average player cap on that roster is like, I'm going to watch the Bears on my own. I got my all 22. Let me take a look. They're just going in the facility. And there's Belichick. I'm sure he told his players exactly what we just heard right there.
Very explosive. Be careful. Fields.
If you underestimate this team, they can beat us.
Yes. I mean, seriously, it's watch it.
Mooney's the next Jerry Rice. Careful. Offensive line.
That Braxton Jones reminds me of Anthony Munoz.
next Munoz. You guys are too young to remember that, but he was really good. And running game, very explosive. Careful. And Justin Fields. Hall of Famer. Careful.
And this Velus Jones. We did a lot of work on him in the draft.
Very good.
And we didn't draft him.
And he's very good. And just be careful.
I'll let the 2-4 record fool you guys.
They are Super Bowl champions. Just be careful.
Stop! But to the average player, though, it's like, hey, I guess what Coach is saying is right. We better be careful of this, right?
Right.
But we know. Who is he talking to?
Right.
Seriously.
That's what Tom Curran said to me. He goes,
stop.
You just got your degree in Belichick philosophy.
Yeah, just like that was great in '88 when Lou Holtz was so fearful of a very difficult Reich team. Watch this Reich team. They're very good. Coach, they haven't won a game this year. Excuse me?
They've been close. Actually not.
Stop.
Getting blown out every Saturday.
But I'm sure that's to the average player, it's like, well, if Coach says so, that must be the case when we really have to be careful. Right? I think the average player is just watching the All-22 before the practices, before they get on the field, before they look at film. Let me take a look. They're not you, Cap. They're not me. Like we know what the Bears are, but for them, that's him getting them ready and not being embarrassed on a big platform.
Correct.
Just talk them up like they're great, right? That's exactly what happened.
That's 100%.
So what are you hoping to see from the Bears against the Patriots tonight?
I want a clean operation. I want the national audience to go, you know what? They're going to pick in the top whatever. They had some talent. They got all that cap space. They could be a quick turnaround. I don't want them to be like they were at the end of the Commanders game or the end of the Packer game on Sunday Night Football in Week 2.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago's horrible. They haven't changed anything. False start, 75 offense, 5-yard penalty, replay, first down. Holding, 76 offense, 10-yard penalty. Replay second down. I don't want that. pass interference, defense number four, spot foul automatic first.
Well, that's when you're beating yourself.
Right.
See, because you have a fine line if you're the Bears, you have to play almost perfect football, which is impossible, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Lessen the mistakes and you can stay in the ball game. When I look at the tail of the tape, the old boxing term, the tail of the tape for the Patriots and the Bears, the only thing the Bears have on the Patriots is the running game. The Bears are second in the league in rush offense. The Patriots are 10th. And the rest of it is a lot in the 30s. Pass offense is 32nd. The points per game is 31st. The total defense is 16th versus the Patriots 13th. Rush defense is 29th in the league. It's horrendous. But this is what you have here when you when you are the Bears. Total offensive rank 28th. And this is it. This is who they are.
This is who they are.
Yeah, but again, as you were telling me before with the number is what, eight? Eight and a half?
Number's eight and a half. Shay, yeah, is the number move?
It's eight and a half. It's been all over the place. Got down to 7.5, got popped back up.
Did you lock in yet?
I have not bet the game. I made the pick, you know, that contest you and I and Shay are in, the media handicapping contest.
Yeah.
I have the Patriots tonight.
Okay. But are you locking in here? Does the half make a difference to you?
The half makes a difference to me.
Oh, Bear?
No. No shot.
Who are the Patriots 9 points better than?
Bears.
The Bears?
I don't think so. They played two god-awful teams. I really think they're overrated coming into this. Browns' defense is awful. Lions' defense is awful, and their head coach doesn't know what he's doing.
See, I'm sorry. Your analysis doesn't count in this show when it comes to the Patriots. You're out. Yeah. Sorry, Shay.
Yeah, you're gone.
You're out.
I'm a fan. I'm lowballing
Exactly. Them. Exactly. You're out. Sorry.
Yeah.
We'll go to Charlie now with his analysis.
Yeah, thank you.
No.
I've watched every snap of this team. Exactly. I'm telling you, they're not that good.
Sorry, Shay. Out.
Yeah. Let me ask you something, Hoodie. Who are you more afraid of tonight? Zappy or Mac Jones?
Doesn't matter.
You be more afraid of?
Yes.
You know what the headline of the Boston Globe is this morning? Regardless of who plays quarterback, Patriots shouldn't have much trouble with Bears.
That's a big headline. You sure? A little cumbersome on the headline.
Sounds like Shaughnessy.
Very, very cumbersome.
Let's see if I got that right.
It says,
regardless of who plays quarterback, the Patriots shouldn't have much trouble with the Bears.
Is that the headline?
That's the headline.
Okay. I don't think that's the headline. I think there's a sub-headline in that spot. Just saying. Charlie, we go to your analysis now. Charlie,
Here's the thing. Shay and I agreed on this last week. Like, I turned to him and I was like, I just don't think the Patriots are 8 points, 8.5 points better than really anybody. I don't think they're that good.
Oh, good. Then we got three Belichicks here. Then the Bears are that great. Huh. I guess Belichick was right. Wasn't lying.
About what I think of New England than what I think about the Bears.
Okay. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. What are you hoping to see from the Bears tonight against the Patriots? If you're on hold, you will be on the air. Danny's going to put money in your pocket in one moment, and then we'll take your phone calls on the Bears. Worst weekends at 9:35. Part of the mix on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop. And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN 1000. Whoops, whoops, whoops.
I'm just telling you.
It's unbelievable.
My guy, Hoodie.
Worst weekends coming up at 9:35. Also, we'll find out what the weather will be like for the Bears game. We'll hear from Tracy Butler, brought to you by Shady Ray. She'll be with us coming up at 9:50 here on ESPN 1000.
Looking forward to that. I just went and saw Tracy. She's excited to come in here and hang out with us.
I was very odd, though, for you to be on the set of ABC 7. To go meet her. I think you should. You could have waited till 9:50. You stepping out there on her one shot was a little odd.
Hi, Tracy. Right in the middle of her weather report.
Hey, what's going on?
You're covering up California. Move. I thought that was a little odd.
I went to the weather center.
You got to go in there with a bright green suit on so you blend in with the.
Just
with
a floating head. David Kaplan's floating head on,
that would be awesome.
On the meteorology report.
That would be awesome.
You would sport that one time, right? You've seen the money green suit from Draymond Green on opening night. He did that just to throw shade at the Warriors because he's like, the guy I punched just got a new contract. Where's my money?
Right.
He punched Jordan Poole. He's got a new contract. So he wore an all money green suit.
not getting a money green.
Man, oh, it'd be great on you.
I like gray.
Well, that's a lie. Because you're not a banker.
I am not.
As you like to say. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to you, the Bears fan. Let's start off first in Lockport. Here's Jake on ESPN 1000. We talk Bears. Hello, Jake.
Good morning, fellas. How's it going?
We're good, man. How are you?
Sup, Sparkles.
All right, all right. Yo, I was going to say something, man, but I changed my mind. I was going to say I would like to see what Justin Fields could really do, because I don't think we ever have yet. But I really would like to see the Bears perform the way Belichick said they would. You know what I mean?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. No cap and heard with the goods. I love y'all.
Well, Jake, I mean, you heard what he said, right? I mean, I think maybe five things were truthful, and the rest of it was just a bunch of poppycock.
No doubt. Hey, I'm hearing you, Hood. Nope. Yep. I'm dying. I'm like, oh, my God. Hilarious, but great radio.
All right, brother. Thanks so much for the phone call.
Thanks, man. Have a great day. So enjoy the game.
So he says, you know, I'm going to change it midstream. Guys, I want the Bears to perform just as Belichick fears.
I would love to see us do that.
Yeah, to do exactly what he says. Like, be careful.
Boy, their offensive line's really good.
I still think the funniest thing he says is Velus Jones and the special teams, the punt returner, dangerous with the ball in his hand. Because I swear to you, he is trolling because Velus Jones muffs so many punts.
Yeah, I mean, it's right there. He knows. So, I mean, I look at it as the Bears in a really big spot here. Monday Night Football. Just as Cap said, don't embarrass yourself, Charlie. I mean, because everyone's watching. All of the people that you know throughout the league, everyone's watching. Do you really want to lay another egg?
The best was Darnell Mooney. You know, he's good at everything. Huh?
That's a lie. A
lot of production.
What? He's fast, I guess. Decent hands.
Now, here's the excellence of Bill Belichick, though, guys. He probably looks at Darnell Mooney and goes, we could use a guy like that.
Nice player. He's a nice player.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He can look at him and probably bring him in the room and say, you know what? You have the ability to do everything for us. And all of a sudden, Mooney's feeling empowered, like, well, if the GOAT says I'm great, now all of a sudden, you play above your ability.
Correct.
I was yesterday years old when I realized that Wes Welker was a wide receivers coach for the Dolphins. I saw him on the sidelines of that game last night, and I was like, there's a guy there. You know, Edelman, Welker, so many guys that might have been middle to bottom shelf guys, empowered. Tom's part of that too, but also Bill Belichick making them raise the level.
He does.
Right?
To your point, the reclamation project is Belichick's specialty. Yes. Like Cap brought up the history of the Bears' first round picks. Go look at Belichick's history in the first round. There's like two good drafts. Yes. It's a lot of garbage. It's all the guys he gets late, and then the guys he picks up in free agency or trades for that everybody else thinks is terrible, but he saw something on tape. Mooney might be that guy where he's like, in our system, he might be really good.
Now, see, if you were doing this show and you were David from Medford and you went through the draft picks, you would not be happy with what Belichick has done in the draft. But it's about what Shay just laid out. Guys that are on the bottom of the shelf at the Save-A-Lot. The peas are, it's a dented can. I'll throw it in there. It'll be half price. I'll make it a meal out of this dented can.
That's what he does.
Along with Tom Brady.
And then he brings the groceries home and goes, yeah, I've got Emeril Lagasse here. Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Emeril. I spent $1.87 on that entire cart of groceries. Can you make a meal out of that?
Of course you can.
It would be delicious.
He's in the chicken salad business, Cap.
Yes, he is. There's no question. And so to answer your question, Shay, regarding the Patriots, you asked me, what would I rather for the Bears to face, Zappe or Jones? Well, the serious answer is I'd rather for the Bears to face Jones. Doesn't mean he's less than. I'm just saying that Zappe's in a nice rhythm right now. He probably feels like he's at Western Kentucky, based on, I can see the field, and when I throw the football, guys are just wide open. I can just be able to get one read, boom. And so I think he's probably more of Belichick's speed, but it's Mac Jones' team. I get it.
Yeah, I would say the same thing, because you look at Zappe, he's the quintessential, I'm going to fill in and do my job. I won't do more than what's asked of me, and I'm going to do what's asked of me very well. Mac Jones, seems like he believes he's much better, and he tries to make throws he's maybe not capable of making. That was the problem the first few weeks for the Patriots. He just throws the ball away, gives it to the other team. So actually, I think if the Bears are going to be opportunistic defensively, Mac Jones is the better chance to face.
Mac Jones, though, I just feel like their offense, he makes plays because of their ability to run the football.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right. Meanwhile, Zappe, though, along with running the football, can be able to make others better. You've seen this.
Yeah.
At least the two games we saw him play.
Yeah, but I would start Mac. If Mac Jones is healthy, I'm going to Mac Jones.
I have a question for you regarding the NFL.
Yes, sir.
If I move the Bills, who we believe is going to win the Super Bowl, and the Eagles out of the conversation,
mm-hmm.
who would you like the Bears to be more like as far as the on-the-field product? I have an answer, and I think that you would agree.
Okay, we move the Bills and the Eagles out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Who would I like the Bears to be more like?
Yeah.
Just offensively or offensively and defensively?
The whole outfit.
The whole operation.
This is not a GM or a head coach question. I'm talking about when you turn on a game, you're like, man, this team looks like they know what the hell they're doing. Look at how they run the football. Look how easily they can get it done on fourth down. How it looks seamless, the operation.
That's a really good question, Jonathan. I mean, you got to leave Kansas City off to the side too, right?
Mm-hmm. You can. I mean, Nagy's still there.
Well, we don't have Patrick Mahomes, and no matter how good Justin becomes, we're not going to have Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Would you want the Bears to be like?
Because I would have said the Eagles if you had left the Eagles on the board and said Buffalo and Kansas City out.
What about San Francisco?
Yeah.
Like the operation?
Yeah, but they don't. What have they done?
Well, here's the thing.
Made a Super Bowl and two NFC Championship games.
I asked you to get the head coach out of there because you're not a Shanahan fan. I'm just talking about the operation.
I didn't say I was not a fan. I just said I want to see more productivity. What is their record?
Well, they're three and four
right now.
They got a lot of talent on that roster.
You think that if the Bears are like San Francisco, the way you like it, by the way, good enough defense, clearly not against Kansas City yesterday.
Correct.
Clearly.
They got crushed.
But what about that as a team, as a model?
San Francisco?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. The Eagles also.
Okay.
But you struck them from the record, but
mm-hmm.
if I could have them on the record, I would like to be like the Eagles, the way they play.
What about the Cowboys?
Yeah, I'd take that.
Run the football. You have a number of good weapons there. And
you got a good defense.
I don't know if that's Zach or Cooper Rush. I'm just saying that even without the quarterback, you still have a good operation there, a good team.
Yeah, if we could be like the Cowboys, I absolutely would take that. Cowboys, Eagles. We're never going to be the Chiefs. We're just not. San Francisco?
What do you think, Charlie?
I think we might be missing an obvious one.
Tennessee? Where you got that?
I was thinking the Giants. The way they're playing, the way they draw up that offense, the way Daniel Jones, they're getting so much out of Daniel Jones right now. Defense is playing all right.
Would you want to be the Giants today and be that moving forward?
Right now, I would say yes. If are we considering like who's in charge there, the coaches, all that.
I noticed now college football where I'm wondering, you know, can team X beat team Y by 30 or more points to be the number one team in the country? It's not that, but as I mentioned to you, Shay, these wins for them are very tight. They're winning the close game, which is part of the NFL too. But is there a game on here for the Giants next few weeks where you say, my God, they dominated on both sides of the football. They dominate on the line of scrimmage. Their quarterback
play. They've looked actually like the worst team in most of these games. They just end up winning at the end. Like Baltimore handed them a game. They had no business beating the Ravens. Lamar handed them a game.
He did, but they made plays. Now, again, is it sustainable? I know you pull them off the board. I'm going to pull them back on the board. I want to be what the Eagles are. Solid offensive line, solid receivers. Not spectacular quarterback play, but a really good player.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't any of us say New England?
Oh, I don't know if this is sustainable or not.
Yeah, Shay, you and I just said that New England is just not very good.
They got an excellent offensive line. They got a good defense. They can run the football.
When you talk about what you want to look like, you have an owner that cares a ton. You have consistency in the front office. Whether you lose Tom Brady or not, you have a foundation that just holds up and you're right in the mix of things. Why not New England?
Yeah, I could absolutely.
Just need to know who my quarterback is. Zappy? Yeah. Is it Zappy?
I don't know.
Right. I mean, that's a big question. All right, coming up, we have worst weekends. Who had the worst weekends? If you think you had a bad weekend, wait until you hear this list of worst weekends. That's coming up next on the Cap and J Hood Morning Show.
Swept by the Pirates?
We can only ask or wonder that he is asking some departed relative for forgiveness for this atrocious performance.
Falling in an outhouse? Or maybe a dose of instant karma?
The evidence would lead me to believe that he did not break the plane before getting rid of the ball. And who knows what's going on inside that helmet?
It's time to find out who had the worst weekend on Cap'n Jay Hood.
Cap'n Jay Hood. Morning, 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000. Bluck and Abdallah come your way at 10 o'clock. We'll crosstalk with the guys. Carmen and Yurko at 12, followed by Waddle and Sylvie. They'll be broadcasting live from Paisans in Berwyn, brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. We've got the Points Bet pregame show with Meller and Miller. Then after the game, it's Yurko and Peggy. So when the game is over, call in, and they'll be here taking your phone calls and getting your reaction to the Bears and their victory against New England.
Hopefully it's a competitive football game. I'm nervous it will not be, but hopefully it's competitive.
Time now for the worst weekends. Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
All right, I want to start in New York in the Bronx.
Okay, New York. Okay.
With the Yankees.
Yankees, all right.
Getting swept is one thing. Okay. I don't really care about getting swept by the Astros if you're the Yankees. What I found to be awful, yesterday you could find tickets on the secondary market for $20.
Brother.
To an ALCS game. In addition to that, ahead of the ALCS game four, Aaron Boone was showing his team highlights of the 0-4 Red Sox coming back against the Yankees. To hype up your Yankee team, you show your franchise's biggest failure.
That's a bad job there by Boone. Is that really what you want to do, Cap? That's bad motivation.
Yeah, I could never, if I was coaching the Bears, use a Packer thing. To, you know,
yeah.
Or if I was the Cubs, here's what the Cardinal way said.
No.
Stick the Cardinal way where the sun don't shine. Yeah, that, I guess there's no other example to use. We've been on one end of it. Now let's put them on that end.
I don't think I could go there. Jedi mind trick does not work.
Not good.
Imagine the Falcons trailing at halftime. They go into the locker room, and Arthur Smith shows them the Falcons blowing the lead against the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Anybody can do it.
Right. Happened to us.
That's just terrible. And by the way, so long, Aaron Judge, with your 83 cents for a batting average. Great job.
Yeah.
Nice quality regular season. Historic regular season, zero in the playoffs. Goodbye, Judge. Goodbye, Rizzo. Goodbye, Yankees. Going off into that good night against the Astros.
And now there are people here pining on social media, Rizzo to opt out of his second year, which he probably will, and come back to Wrigley.
To do what?
To play first.
No, no.
That's not happening.
No. We'll take him on the south side. Go ahead, Shay. What else do you have?
We'll take Vaughn then.
You'll take Abreu and be happy with it. That's what you want,
well,
right?
If you're going to bring in a new first baseman, Andrew Vaughn playing?
Don't worry about it. We got it handled. Listen, we already have five DHs.
And if you want to move him into DH, we'll take Aloy back.
No, you're not going to do that.
Ahoy, Paloy.
No.
Come on over.
Along with the other bonehead moves that has happened over to Clark and Addison, you just swallow that. Just take it. Go ahead.
How about the entire United Kingdom?
Yeah.
The entire United Kingdom.
Their prime minister stepped down after 6 weeks. Liz Truss was sworn in 6 weeks ago. 6 weeks later, she stepped down, and there were news articles saying she couldn't outlast a head of lettuce.
Good.
Wait a minute.
Not good.
Six. I think you broke that news here. You saw it on your computer here. Told me that Liz Truss.
Well, I don't know if I broke it. I told you.
No, you broke the news. No one knew until.
I broke it to you.
No one knew until you told me.
Like, Barelissimo didn't call me from London and go, hey, I work in the Prime Minister's office. Here's a scoop. She's resigning.
Just telling you. You told me about it. It was breaking news. She leaves after 6 weeks.
Gone.
A lot of pressure.
She was Prime Minister as long as Tom Brady was retired.
There's a lot of pressure in that room. You ever see when they come together, both sides of the aisle, and they get booed? You ever see that?
Yeah.
Someone stands up there with the book. Well, here my. I want to show that to you. I see it on C-SPAN all the time. She got booed.
I need to take a nap. I'll put that channel on. Snorling.
It's our democracy on. What are you talking about? That's the problem. Yeah. People like you falling asleep under our democracy.
I can't watch.
Yeah.
Snorling.
Some protesters glued themselves to a Porsche in a Porsche museum. They realized shortly after this that they would have to go to the bathroom, and they couldn't do that because they were glued to the car. So they asked the staff for help. The staff turned the lights and heat off and left.
Cap, your thoughts. Go ahead and say it.
No.
Go ahead and say it.
Nope.
There's something wrong with people that are too extreme. I'll say it. Step out of the way. Since you won't say it, I'll say it.
Okay.
Just step out of the way. I gave you the opportunity, and you didn't want to say it, so I got it. So there's a problem in this country where people are too extreme one way or the other. If you can't see the forest for the trees, and you're just so extreme that I'm going to glue my hand to a Porsche, that's extreme.
Yes.
Because, I mean, you don't care if your skin comes up after you take said hand off of Porsche?
We had a lady glue herself to the Bulls game last year. Yeah, wasn't it a Bulls game?
So the point is though, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And you know what? They did the right thing. Turn the lights off. Turn the air off. Pee on yourself. How about that?
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Have a good night.
When you are that extreme to be able to make a cause. See, what she did not help the cause.
Correct.
That's the point.
Made a mockery of the cause.
That's the point. Since you wouldn't say it, someone had to say it on the show.
I'll let you say it.
Yeah, well, it's because it's wrong.
Agreed.
Like any cause, what you do something like that, you're not putting this in a great light. You're making a joke out of it.
Correct.
How about that, Shay?
It's been going around. You see the people throw mashed potatoes at million-dollar paintings in like the Louvre. They're throwing paint on million-dollar Van Goghs as a protest. It's like, the Van Gogh's not hurting anybody. You're just making a joke out of what you're protesting.
Right.
I got a question, though. How do you sneak in mashed potatoes to the Louvre?
In your pockets.
Like, are they not checking that?
No, because it doesn't go off in the metal detector. They have it in a little Ziploc bag.
Fair enough, I guess.
Charlie, but if you're patting me down, wouldn't you assume that's just my pockets? You wouldn't assume there'd be mashed potatoes. Because it feels like mashed potatoes.
Right, there's nothing like a weapon or anything like that.
Wouldn't you assume, Charlie, on the pat down?
I don't know. Maybe they got a sign now that says no mashed potatoes. Specifically,
don't think that's the case. I think if you pat someone down, it's not a sharp object. It's mashed potatoes, right?
Strip search now coming into the
loop. Take off everything off. Okay, let me see your pockets, the inside of your pockets. Mashed potatoes in case I get hungry.
Yeah, those are not allowed.
Hoodie, when you said they snuck them in their pockets, I was imagining somebody like shoving a handful of mashed potatoes just into their pocket with no Ziploc bag.
Exactly. Exactly. It's an actual handful of mashed potatoes in case you get hungry. Absolutely. A little starch.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Pre-salted, a little gravy in another bag.
gravy in the other bag. Honestly, you're going to mix the two. Yeah. So mashed potatoes in one hand, gravy in the other.
And maybe some niblet corn to put right on top.
So nasty.
You just have an entire Thanksgiving dinner stuffed in
exactly.
All right, so we got at least one more, right?
One more.
All right.
This town in Italy, Civita d'Antino, elected a cat named Meow as their mayor. And the opposition party is now fighting against it. They're having a bad weekend because they're claiming election fraud because they lost to a cat.
That's insane.
A cat. Cap. Cat? See what I mean?
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Just, right.
What happened to this world?
Just awful.
Your dad sits at the table. My dad sits at the table. You bring the Sun Times in? Yes, Dad. It's right here. Let's see what's going on around here. Daily. Let's see.
Verdoliak.
Verdoliak. Oh, look at this. Oh, look at that. Eddie Burke standing on the table again. Say what he goes to the paper. State politics, Madigan. All right. Cat! David, what is this? This some kind of joke? I don't know. There's a cat that's running around.
And it won!
It's like, could you imagine our dad's looking at that going to the paper?
Oh, my dad.
Cuff.
You might want to read the front page of the paper, not just the sports, boys.
What do we have here? A cup.
Sneed. Yeah. Nonsense.
Royko.
Royko.
We're out.
What do we have here? Comics. Oh, look at that. Nancy. Sluggo. Pretty good. Huh? And then that. And then you see that. A cat. Right?
And elected.
Could you imagine?
Excuse me. Could I see the mayor for a moment?
Could you imagine our fathers seeing that in the paper and just throwing the paper down? Enough. What's happening with this world? You're a generation. You. The problem.
That's it. You don't give a good blankety blank.
At ESPN1000 on Twitter, vote for the who had the worst weekends, and vote early, vote often. That's what we do here in Chicago.
My brother's laughing right now.
Tracy Butler joins us from ABC 7 Eyewitness News. What's happening in Foxborough? Find out next.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
From the newsroom of ABC 7 Eyewitness News, it is Tracy Butler as she gives us the weather report brought to you by Shady Rays. Good morning, Tracy.
Wow.
How about her mic, huh? That's a fine.
Sorry.
Yep.
This is professional.
How about that?
Music and everything now?
Anything for you, Tracy.
I get a lead-in?
Of
like
course.
A musical lead-in?
Of course.
Yeah, we didn't have the NBC 5
thing. It probably is.
How about that?
Hi, guys.
How are you?
It's a great day.
Well, first of all, you were not with us on Friday in your appointed spot because your daughter was playing for, I think there were 64 competitors.
At the state?
In tennis.
IHSA state.
She's only
tennis.
A junior.
Correct.
How did she do?
Sixth place.
Six out of 64.
She made it wow. to the medal round. I was so...
Wow.
You guys, I'm going to start to cry. I am so proud of this child.
That's amazing.
I'm so proud of her. It was just an amazing weekend. But it was so cold on Thursday morning, and the ball did not bounce on these courts. I mean... It was an amazing 3 days, and just a big congratulations to everybody involved in IHSA girls tennis because it was an incredible weekend.
Yeah, my father-in-law was the girls tennis coach at Dixon.
Is that right?
Yes, so he used to come in every year for the state tournament. He'd always
oh
have a girl.
Oh, my gosh. I did not know that.
Yes.
Yes, this is before, this is before Nets. And the paint, of course. So. Yeah, I mean, playing tennis on asphalt doesn't work. I mean, so on rock and gravel, that doesn't do any good.
No, but, really great.
But congratulations.
Great. Thank you.
Happy for you.
All right. How about before we hear from Tracy, as far as we're going to get in Foxborough, let's have the Cap and J-Hood cut of the day.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Those are good coins back in the day.
Beautiful. Tell you something. They are.
Now, you couldn't put it in the slot for a pop, though.
No.
But you couldn't
they
do that.
They were cool. I used them as ball markers on the golf course.
No. Well, ahoy, aloy, polloy.
There you go.
I use money for my marker.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Nothing like using a half dollar for a marker. It shows how much money you were getting in back in the day. The Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse. David Flom and Matt Moore have cooked up the city's best restaurant experience. I'm actually getting food for the gang tonight for Monday Night Football. We'll be eating Chicago Cut. So looking forward to that.
Foxborough, Massachusetts, Bears and Patriots. What can we expect?
Well, right now, it is ugly there.
Ooh,
it
ugly.
Is, ooh, ooh.
Ooh, rainy. Cold. Is it going to be cold?
58 degrees, foggy and misty. They're going to have heavy rain throughout the afternoon. By kickoff tonight, I think there's still going to be rain, probably about 60 degrees at kickoff. But, yeah, they're going to start that game with some rain in the area.
Bears win. Wow.
So there you go.
That's it. We did it to the Niners.
Yes. That's a Bears victory, right?
It's an easy W, right?
What about the winds?
Yeah, winds are going to be cranking up as well. And they have a coastal storm that is just sending in.
That'd be called the nor'easter?
It's not quite a nor'easter. We have a front coming through there as well as this storm off the east
See,
coast.
I knew the correct term.
Well, yeah, this one in particular isn't specifically a nor'easter. But you're right. There are nor'easters. There is such a thing.
Take that.
The only one you celebrate. Go ahead.
Wow.
So, yeah, so there it is going to be windy during the game as well, probably coming out of the east.
Have you had any frowns lately from the weather we're getting now? Anyone frowning about the 70s-degree weather?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Except last week when it was cold. Yeah. There were a lot of frowns, believe me.
I've got lunatics who work here that go, ooh, October's the greatest.
Stop. This weekend was beautiful.
This
weekend was beautiful.
2 days.
Today is lovely, but then tomorrow, guys, we get a super soaker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, some areas could get 1 to 2 inches of rain tomorrow. And the thing is, you know, with any leaves that are falling, it could load up some storm drains. So something we'll have to watch.
Gutter guard.
Yeah.
Need to get those.
What's that?
Gutter guards.
Oh, yeah?
Keeps the leaves from getting in the gutter.
Is that the little squirrel? That tells you about that, the commercial? The little squirrel on it?
I think that is.
That guy?
Oh.
You've seen those.
Yeah.
It was paid advertisement for 30 minutes. Those commercials last for 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, I got it, pal. Okay, gutter guard. He's got the squirrel there, and he's telling you. I've seen those commercials.
You better get that in your gutter.
Yeah, I've seen that. That little squirrel.
Correct.
We stayed up so you didn't have to. The Steelers falling short against Miami.
Nice. Guys, what am I going
to
do?
You know, they were driving to win the game, and Kenny Pickett threw a stupid pick.
I know, and I know there are people Mitch clamoring to get that. Mitch back in there. Some people are saying Kenny didn't look right last night. I didn't get to see it, so I was not a witness, so thank you for watching.
It's a bad team, so you just got to play the young kid, that'd be Pickett, and just learn with him.
No shot. I believe that Mitch should play, and he'll pull him out of the issue. They're 2-5. Put Mitch in there. You're 500. Take that.
Take that.
How about that?
We'll see you next week.
I think I agree, but go for it.
Wow. I'm surprised he's not saying get Mitch back in there.
No, you're 2-5. I'd leave Pickett in there. Sorry, Mitch.
Got to start somewhere.
That's it.
Just like he does me, he's leaving Trubisky off to the side. He was with them, and now leaving me off to the side. I get it.
Kicking you to the curb.
But you know what? I got you, Tracy.
Yeah, always. Maybe.
Tracy, you're awesome.
Always.
Thank you, Tracy. There it is, Tracy Butler from ABC 7 Eyewitness News.
Rough weather night ahead in New England.
News. That's right.
Tracy's the greatest.
With Fahey Flynn. We thank you for listening, a big part of the program here on ESPN 1000. Our thanks to you for listening and twitching. Our thanks to Charlie and Shannon on the other side of the glass. Let's do this for Bears Victory Tuesday tomorrow.
Let's do it.
Let's at least hope, right?
At least a Bears Tuesday.
We will crosstalk with Black and Abdallah in 2 minutes right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. So long, everybody.
Don't get there, dude.
From Chicago.